Woody Woodpecker, the cartoon character, is famous for driving people crazy with his constant pecking. His creators modeled him on the real-life acorn woodpecker for good reason. Just ask the residents of Rossmore, an upscale retirement community east of San Francisco. For years, they've tried peaceful means to make the pesky birds go away, but now it's war. Matthew Brunwasser reports.
They're 8-inch birds with red-topped heads and very industrious and persistent, especially when it comes to storing their acorns for the winter. Duke Robinson says he watched swarms of the birds fill up the rain gutters on his condo.
You know, we would sit at the breakfast table here, and through our window, they were like dive bombers. They'd dive down like that, fly up and drop an acorn in and shoot.
When the maintenance men finally cleaned the gutters, they removed 14 trash bags filled with acorns. That's huge 30-pound bags, just from Robinson's two-story building.
Now, that really didn't bother us. We could ignore them and watch. That was fine. But when they started that, that just drive you crazy.
After filling the gutters, the birds began pecking holes in the building to store more acorns. They especially love the styrofoam material used for trim around doors and windows. Robinson says he counts it 150 holes on the side of his house. Once these woodpeckers stake out a place to store their acorns, little can be done to get rid of them. But no one can accuse the homeowners associations of not trying. Over the last 10 years, they spent $170,000 on repairs and deterrents, shiny flash tape, bird netting, paint additives, a real live owl, a wooden owl who got his head pecked off, and sonic devices like the Bird X Woodpecker Pro, which plays loops of woodpecker distress calls in the sounds of predators.
And they even checked into falconry, where a guy can bring out his falcon and scare away the birds, and that was really, really expensive.
Rossmore spokeswoman Maureen O'Rourke.
They put this big, ominous-looking spider on the edge of the building that when a woodpecker came along and peck, 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 the spider would come down and scare the woodpecker away.
She demonstrated in her office. In response to the knocking sound, a black, furry, battery-operated spider falls from her desk and then slowly climbs back up. But nothing really worked, so the homeowners decided enough pussyfooting. 2 years ago, they got a permit from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to bring in a sharpshooter. They've killed 22 woodpeckers so far, right near streets with names like Spotted Owl Court and Gray Eagle Drive. They have another permit to shoot 43 more by the end of May. The California Audubon Society says that it won't work.
It's bad science.
Jim Edgar from the local Mount Diablo Audubon Society says that killing the birds would simply encourage other birds, and possibly even more birds, to replace them.
If you kill them at noon, the breeding pairs will take their places by 1 o'clock.
In fact, one of the two affected homeowners associations is feeling some remorse. They voted to suspend the executions until alternatives are exhausted. Despite reservations, the other group voted last month to forge ahead. Spokeswoman O'Rourke.
They don't know if it's the right decision or not, but they're going to try it.
Audubon has asked Fish and Wildlife to reassess the sharpshooter permit, saying that Rossmore overestimated the number of woodpeckers harassing them. A decision is expected in the next few weeks. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Brunwasser.